Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special, it's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
President Trump said he would look into the 3D plastic guns today, the day before the blueprints are set to become publicly available, free to download. Trump said that he spoke to the NRA about the matter and that, quote, it doesn't seem to make much sense, unquote. In June, Chipotle Mexican Grill announced it was shutting down 65 underperforming restaurants and revamping its marketing. Now, this is all under the new CEO, Brian Nichol. Now, Nichols also talked about the effect of NAFTA on Chipotle.
You know, look, I think what we have found is supply is critically important, and obviously how the trade gets set up will dictate those prices that go into, you know, our cost. And we're always trying to figure out how to best to manage that for our customers and then also to protect the integrity of the high-quality food we want to provide. So obviously we'll pay attention to what happens, but our first focus is getting the right avocados so that we end up with the best-tasting guacamole.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The TSA is defending its use of a previously secret program used to monitor potential security threats at airports and on planes. Michael Bilio is with the TSA. He explains the program.
TSA officers are trained in behavioral detection. And so they're already looking for somebody who's acting erratically, who may seem extremely nervous, somebody who is exhibiting signs that other people who have executed attacks on airports and airplanes have exhibited.
Bilio also says that it's not your everyday flyer that's being targeted.
Average Americans would not come close to qualifying for inclusion in this program. If you are being observed by a federal air marshal as part of this program, it is because you have a pattern of travel as well as other activities.
A Saturday Night Live comedian is speaking out about being held accountable for her jokes. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Saturday Night Live star Leslie Jones says it's wrong to hold comedians accountable for old jokes that are now considered inappropriate. Jones sounding off yesterday on The View about comedians being called out for jokes that they told years ago. Jones said she shouldn't be held accountable for something she may have said all the way back in 1987. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-wah! We're going to talk today about obeying the law and protecting those who do. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you for joining us. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's going on, Josh?
We can agree, Colonel, that the Veterans Administration takes a good amount of public flogging, but I would like to take a moment to commend them for such a well-run GI Bill program. I've been putting my post-9/11 GI Bill to good use while fine-tuning my flying skills, and I must say, they run a pretty tight ship there. Now, I've had people say, but you paid into that and earned those benefits through your military service. And that's true. But it's never a bad thing to thank those who do a great job in supporting that program. Keep up the great work, VA staff.
Hey, that's good to hear, Josh. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby looks happy. We'll hear from him as he shares some warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel is here looking like he's ready to talk. What's up, Skip?
Well, Colonel, I am here. I'm cock-locked, ready to rock. I'm ready to speak in polysyllabic phrases.
Wow. Only monosyllable rated. How are you going to make it?
You thought you'd never hear that from a Marine, did you?
Frankly, I'd never thought I'd heard it from anybody, because I'm truly impressed.
Well, good. No, just doing a lot of gardening. My tomato plants are like 6 feet tall now. It's incredible.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to bring some in, but you got to wait till they're ripe, right?
That's right. I forgot your zucchinis. I'm sorry about that. Next week, I'll have double.
Wow, I'll bring an extra basket.
All right.
Here's what we have for you today. On news and comment by the Colonel, I'm going to suggest that it is our American culture that makes us unique, and we must defend our culture, and that's part of the issue involving immigration. Attorney David Bull Bolgiano is a former police officer and Army JAG, and he'll talk about the process of getting freedom and pardons for the troops who were convicted of murder for killing the enemy in combat. Then Carol Averett will share about her great book about a World War II Army bomber crew that was shot down behind enemy lines. And Dave Chelsea will discuss how we're working to make medicine better. And then Diane Raver from the Garden State Film Festival will join us to review the movie of the month about a Medal of Honor recipient. I hope you watched it.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or do it on Facebook. Now it's time for news and comment by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom, and we'll start with the news. Lead out, Josh.
President Trump promised warmer relations with Russian President Putin, but the head of U.S. Central Command had few kind words for Russian forces operating in Syria. Army General Joseph Votel said, quote, "Russia's support and protection has allowed the Syrian regime to escape full accountability for their use of chemical weapons and the horrendous violence against their own people, and has exacerbated the human suffering for hundreds of thousands in the western part of the country," end quote. Shortly after arriving at the presidential palace in Finland's capital, Trump said he believed Russia and the U.S. will end up having an extraordinary relationship. This runs counter to the rhetoric of U.S. military leaders, who view Russia, along with China, as a high-priority military threat. For the past several years, the U.S. has bolstered its military presence in Europe to reassure its NATO allies after Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. General Votel said he has received no new guidance as a result of the Helsinki summit. The general said, "For us right now, it's kind of steady as she goes," adding that U.S. and coalition forces continue communication and deconfliction with the Russian Federation commanders to ensure safety of our forces while conducting airstrikes on ISIS forces and operations in Syria. The National Defense Authorization Act prohibits U.S. forces from coordinating, synchronizing, and collaborating with Russian forces, so that does guide our activities, Votel said. The nature of our interactions with Russian commanders is in the area of deconfliction and communication, and the principal purpose of that is ensuring safety of our forces, safety of flight, and of our aircraft and our people on the ground, end quote. General Votel said that any space for additional cooperation with the Russians in Syria would have to be created by Congress or a waiver that they would have to approve to allow us to do something like that.
General Vogel is correct in his description of the Russian forces and activities and the danger they are to our nation and our goals. However, the president is correct in seeking to find new ways to work with Russia, as we do in space. All that said, Russia is our enemy.
General Vogel also said that the recent ceasefire between Afghan forces and the Taliban may be a signal that both sides are ready for peace. Although fighting continues, Vogel said there is cause for cautious optimism and evidence that the president's South Asia strategy is working. The most dramatic evidence of this manifested recently when our conditions-based approach allowed Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces to set up the conditions for the first ever nationwide ceasefire. Although the ceasefire was temporary, all parties respected the terms. End quote. The ceasefire, which began June 9th and concluded on June 30th, did actually have a few breaches, according to Air Force Brigadier General Lance Bunch, assistant to the Deputy Commander for Air. Bunch said that in late June that the Afghan Air Force had to conduct a number of self-defense strikes during the designated ceasefire period in response to Taliban hostility. Following the ceasefire, U.S. and coalition forces conducted increased kinetic strikes in support of the Afghan National Security Forces targeting of Taliban revenue-generating mechanisms, according to General Vogel. He stressed that much work and fighting lie ahead, but that the ceasefire demonstrated the increased desire for peace, not only from the Afghan people, but also from the belligerents in the conflict. General Vogel said, quote, "This is an Afghan-owned and led process," end quote. Taliban have continued to refuse to participate in direct talks with the Afghan government, demanding instead to negotiate with Washington. General Vogel believes that Ghani's orchestration of the three-week ceasefire may change the Taliban's stance. Vogel said, quote, "His offer to move forward with the ceasefire and to meet with the Taliban under a no-conditions-based approach is very courageous," end quote.
Clearly, if there's going to be peace in that region, it will require participation of all the parties involved. That's a good sign, a good first step, but it's a long way to go for peace to break out.
Dr. Kelsey Reimann-Schneider from Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee, and her colleagues conducted a systematic literature review to identify studies of melanoma and non-melanoma skin cancer in military personnel. The researchers identified 9 studies describing skin cancer incidents in the U.S. military, with 4 studies specific to melanoma. Overall, there was an increased risk for melanoma associated with service in the military or prisoner of war status. There was an increased incidence of both melanoma and non-melanoma skin cancer among World War II soldiers who served in tropical environments. Increased melanoma risk may be branch-dependent, with 2 studies finding the highest rates among the Air Force. The authors wrote, quote, "Several of the reviewed studies implicated increased sun exposure during military service and lack of sufficient sun protection as the causes of higher rates of skin cancer among U.S. military and veteran populations as compared with among the non-military population in the U.S."
It does make sense that exposure to the sun and a lack of sun protection in those cases could produce this cancer. I trust there are sunscreen lotions available to our military now. And that's the news. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel and we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll talk about our wrongfully imprisoned combat troops with Bol Bol Ciano. At ease, troops, take a break.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can be a battle in itself. The USO provides ways for all of us to support our wounded warriors. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives.
LuLaRoe is comfortable, affordable fashion for women, men, and kids. Sold by tens of thousands of small business owners across the U.S., including many military families. Founded by entrepreneurs seeking a career that allows more freedom to be at home with their families, LuLaRoe is sold at in-home pop-up parties and on social media VIP pages. Check out a sampling of the unique prints and patterns in dresses, tops, leggings, and skirts at LuLaRoe.com and follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correa with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Neighborhood Community Watch was established by the National Sheriff's Association back in 1972 in response to the rising crime of the 1960s. You can form your own Neighborhood Crime Watch by logging into www.nnw.org. Above all else, get to know your neighbors and work together as a community. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite .com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. One of our nation's great strengths is our diversity. Ours is one of the very few nations in the world that does not have a tribal culture. In a tribal culture, loyalty to your tribe is far more important than loyalty to anything else, including your nation, your fellow warriors if you're in the military, or anyone else. Indeed, the most frequently used description of America by those who desire that we accept large numbers of immigrants, legal and illegal, is America is a nation of immigrants. That sounds meaningful, but it's not. What else could America be? If no one had come to America from elsewhere, the North American continent would have remained populated only by its indigenous population, which is what some people wish had happened. As the late Howard Zinn, author of A People's History of the United States, the most widely used American history text in high schools and universities, said, the world was not better off thanks to the founding of America. Wow. I wonder what he admired in Hitler, Stalin, and the Japanese monarchy, and other brutal forces that were taken down by America. So, America is a nation of immigrants says nothing about the only two key issues. Should there be any limits to immigration? And what should we do about illegal immigration? Well, it seems that there are those Americans, usually on the political left, who do not believe in any limits. We should allow all who wish to come into the U.S. Some say they don't believe in borders. In recent weeks, many have marched in our streets demanding the abolition of ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. So, for those who oppose borders, the second question, what should we do about illegal immigration, is essentially irrelevant. The answer is nothing. All migrants are welcome. However, for those of us, liberals, conservatives, and independents, who do believe in borders, the second question is critical. And the reason has absolutely nothing to do with race or ethnicity. The reason we worry about vast numbers of immigrants is that too many immigrants in too short a period of time will change the American culture and values. Our concern is not rooted in xenophobia, it's rooted in values phobia. As a side note, the illegal aliens are bringing disease into our nation that we haven't had to deal with in generations. Poor health and poor health habits are a part of their culture. This is a key issue now because the vast majority of past immigrants changed their values, not America's, when they came here. They came to become Americans, not only in terms of language, citizenship, and national identity, but also in terms of values. But while some immigrants still do, the majority don't. They want to become American citizens to better their lives, a completely reasonable motivation, but not to embrace our values and identity. Too many of today's immigrants from Latin America, for example, wish to become wealthier Latin Americans. Tens of millions of people have been coming to America with non-American values, especially values such as big government and a welfare state. And thanks to those Americans who believe that to be a noble goal, they don't jettison these non-American values at the border and are encouraged to hold on to them. One more proof that opposition to vast numbers of immigrants has nothing to do with xenophobia, racism, or nativism, and everything to do with values, is the effect of American immigration going from northern states to southern states. The large number of white American internal immigrants from northeastern states has changed Florida's values. Once a rock-solid conservative state, Florida has become more and more politically liberal and leftist because of the influx of people from New York and the Northeast. Is noting the values effect of New Yorkers immigrating to Florida or Californians to Arizona or Oregon xenophobic, racist, or nativist? Of course it's not. That's why opposition to large-scale Muslim immigration into Europe and America also has nothing to do with xenophobia, racism, not that Muslim is a race, or nativism. It has to do with the changing our basically European values. The statement of some Muslim leaders in both Europe and the U.S. indicate they intend to change our culture and institute Sharia law at some point. Large-scale Muslim immigration to Europe will and is doing to Europe's values what large-scale northern state immigration has done to Florida and what large-scale European immigration did to the native culture of North America. So, while the issue appears to be whether one is for or against large-scale immigration into America, the real issue is whether one wants to preserve American values or see them abandoned. It is our values that have made America the most prosperous and most noble nation in the history of the world. That's not to suggest that we haven't got a lot of room for improvement. But abandoning our culture will change our nation, it'll change our military, and it'll change our very lives. We and the world will be much poorer for it. I trust we will retain our American culture. And those are my comments for today. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom. Now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
Well, folks, the Colonel and I will be out at the world's largest air show this weekend, Air Venture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And we're going to have a lot of stories and some really interesting people we're going to have a chance to talk to. And we'll play those interviews and stories for you here in a few weeks right here on Frontlines of Freedom. On the docket is the Veterans Airlift Command, a brand new civilian and military flight simulator, and also a female Air Force Reserve pilot who also flies for the UPS. Then NASA is looking at the potential of going back to the moon, and this time with an all-female crew. This is also the year of the tanker, so we're sure to have some interviews with crew members of the KC-10 and the KC-135. We're also going to have an Air Force veteran who is currently restoring a World War I stop-with camel back to flying condition, and there's going to be a lot more, I can assure you. Make sure to tune in to Frontlines of Freedom for all the action here in a couple weeks. Okay, retired Army pilot Lieutenant Colonel Deborah Snyder started Operation Renewed Hope Foundation in December of 2011 after seeing the homeless veteran population explode. By that point, it had reached an estimated 68,000 people. Deborah has helped veterans as young as 21 and as old as 92, but she says the average veteran that she assists is between 53 and 57 years old. Since September 2011, Operation Renewed Hope Foundation has helped more than 700 veterans and their families in the Metro DC area by helping with security deposits, rental assistance, and even resume building. Her goal is to set the vets up for long-term success. In fact, the organization has had a 90% success rate. On the average, they say 5 out of 6 veterans who reach out to the organization are teetering on the brink of homelessness. Operation Renewed Hope Foundation is also hoping to soon receive home and land donations, and they're even working on a $6 to $10 million project to acquire housing units for veterans. Their goal? To reduce the homeless population by half within the next 5 years. And they really think they can do it. Lieutenant Colonel Snyder is just another example of our military men and women continue to serve both our nation and our communities even after retirement. Bravo Zulu, Lieutenant Colonel Snyder. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thanks, Roland. I really, really appreciate you. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll talk about freeing our wrongfully imprisoned combat troops with Bol Bolgiano. Then it's time to review the great book on World War II, Coffin Corner Boys. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. You are standing tall with the Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, we're doing pull-ups. Let's do 25, then stand at ease.
Spartan Ash holds a special place in its heart for Honor and Remember, and we're proud to sponsor Run for the Fallen as another way to honor those who paid the ultimate sacrifice and service to our country. Run for the Fallen is a 6,000-mile run taking place from April 7th to August 5th.
Each day, a team of runners will set out, stopping 1 mile at a time to read the name of a fallen soldier out loud.
To join the Run for the Fallen as a volunteer or to show your support, visit runforthefallen.org.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said he won't flinch regarding a government shutdown this fall over border wall funding. The president has said time and time again that immigration is an issue that needs to be solved. Senator Joni Ernst said this will certainly get everyone's attention.
I do think that we can get our appropriations bills done. We've been working very hard at them. We would rather not see a government shutdown, but I do think that the president needs to be heard when he talks about making sure our borders are secure, building that wall, and reforming our immigration process. And I think we all can work together on that.
The first trial to emerge from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe is set to start today when former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort appears before a federal judge in Alexandria, Virginia. Manafort is facing 18 criminal counts, including bank and tax fraud, which could land him in jail for 30 years. Prosecutors are saying that instead of paying taxes, he used the income to support his expensive lifestyle. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time to welcome back David Bo Bolgiano. Listeners will recollect that we spent much of June reviewing his very important book, Fighting Today's Wars, on this show. The issue is that our nation has hundreds of our brave combat troops who have been tried and convicted and imprisoned for murder for killing the enemy in combat. Bo knows this environment. So, glad to have you back aboard, Bo.
Thank you, Danny. It's a pleasure.
Bo, you have been both a police officer and a soldier. Give us a quick review of your background.
Sure. I started out in the 80s as a police officer in Baltimore Police Department, working primarily in the public housing projects there. Then I broke my leg in ROTC when I was going to go into combat arms. So I delayed entry and went to law school at night, still staying a police officer. And then upon graduation from law school, I assessed into active duty, serving in the 82nd Airborne Division, 3rd Infantry Division, and Special Operations Forces.
So you've been on both sides of the protecting our people, but on both sides of the issues, both as civilian and in the military. Okay. While our president is in the process of granting some well-deserved pardons to Americans who have been convicted in federal courts, he hasn't pardoned any of our combat troops yet. What's your perspective of what's going on here?
I think the problem is that it's getting blocked by the Office of Secretary of Defense, and I'm not saying General Mattis personally, but somebody is giving the president bad gouge concerning a number of our troops, especially Clint Lawrence, and specifically members, senior members of our Judge Advocate General's Corps have misled Congress and conferences on this, stating falsely that Clint Lawrence violated the ROE. He was acquitted of that and didn't tell them about withholding critical information for Clint's defense, specifically there, the fact that the people that they killed were biometrically linked as terrorist bomb makers, and also some evidence of the prior platoon leader made a statement which he clearly said that he considered and told his men to consider military-age males approaching his route of march on a motorcycle as a hostile act. None of that got in front of the jury. And this kid is truly innocent, as opposed to some of the folks that the president has pardoned. They were guilty, technically. Clint isn't even guilty, technically. He's an innocent warrior who killed our enemy sitting in Leavenworth prison. And this is a systemic failure.
Yeah,
of our army.
I've read everything I can get on about Clint Lawrence's story, and I have been a rifle platoon leader in combat. He was a new first lieutenant. I was a new first lieutenant, rifle platoon leader in combat. If he did anything wrong, I missed it. I think he did everything right. And to be convicted of murder when you didn't pull the trigger yourself. But the point is not to review all the issues here. The point is that our system is broken, and we need to get it fixed. And we've got some very good, brave young men who are suffering because of this, and seemingly little is being done.
You're spot on, Danny. The military just had a special conference for female soldiers for them to come in and discuss the subject of what it means to be a woman in the military today. Now, I'm not denigrating the fact that we have female soldiers in the military. I've served with them, and they do a wonderful job. But what I am denigrating is the fact that we never have a conference on what it means to be a warrior in the military today. And the truth is that true warriors frighten many of the leaders in the military. And history has shown that this plague has been around since at least the 5th century BC, when Heraclitus said, out of every 100 men, 10 shouldn't even be there. 80 are just targets. 9 are the real fighters, and we're lucky to have them, for they make the battle. Ah, but the one is a warrior, and he will bring the others back. And it appears to me that our weak sauce leaders and their lawyers are doing everything they can to castrate those 10 warriors, especially that one warrior who will bring the others back.
Very, very well said, Bo. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing freeing and getting pardons for our wrongfully imprisoned combat troops with Bo Bolgiano. Bo, we reviewed your book in June, and the essence of that book, and folks, if you have not read Fighting Today's Wars by Bo, you had a co-author too. Who's the co-author?
Yeah, Colonel Jim Patterson, a Special Forces qualified friend of mine, who served in 1st Special Forces Operational Detachment Delta, a fine soldier and a fine operational law attorney and a dear friend.
If you haven't read Fighting Today's Wars, indeed, own a copy and buy a couple extras and mail them to your congressmen and senators and to ask them to read it. This is a book that needs to be read because it's addressing the issues that we're discussing right now. And this is something all Americans need to do, if for no other reason than to take care of these fine warriors who are suffering because we have a horrible culture in our military when it comes to punishing people like this. It's crazy. And if you're just hearing for the first time about this culture that we have on this conversation, you're going to think Bo and I have both lost our minds or something. And I wish we had lost our minds. Bo, you made a comment the other day that you were watching Saving Private Ryan on TV, and you had the thought that if today's JAG Corps were existent then, they'd have put the entire 2nd Ranger Battalion in Leavenworth. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful movie. I show it when I train use of force concepts, because the first 20 minutes of that very, very well capture all the distorting things that happen to leaders in combat, auditory exclusion, tunnel vision, all those things are going on that the lawyers in their cool comfort of their offices don't understand. And, you know, we too few in our military, both leaders and our attorneys, are comfortable with the basic concept of shooting bad guys, dropping steel on the enemy, and actually winning wars. And, you know, we've gotten to the point where we're placing a disgusting, sickening moral equivalency on the lives of Americans with the lives of the enemy. And because of that, people like Army First Lieutenant Lawrence are in prison.
You know, that's the issue. And it really isn't that we have bad lawyers. They're good people, but we have a culture that tells them, I guess it tells them that anytime an American shoots somebody who even might possibly be a civilian, we treat him like he is a criminal and we've got to get him. Am I close to right?
You're very close to right. I was speaking to a friend of mine who was went on to be a Special Forces group commander. When he was a detachment commander in 2002 in Afghanistan, a Delta Force soldier was killed, an American hero was killed in a combat setting. And somebody at a higher headquarters sent some young captain down, an attorney, to investigate this Special Forces detachment. And my friend, the leader, said, you know, what are you here for? We're investigating this person's death. Well, this is combat. Why are you investigating a death? And the lawyer was saying things like, well, we want to make sure procedures were followed or ROE was followed. And the commander had the guts to throw him the hell out of his compound. But too often we see commanders kowtowing to these people that, you know, are nice people, but they don't lack the depth of competency to make a judgment like that.
And there's nothing like not getting it, not understanding the culture, and being thrust into it with at least some authority to make decisions. If you don't get it, it's really hard to be a decision maker, and it's really easy to be ignored by people who do get it. I think that's a fairly safe statement. We're not done discussing this at all, and Bo is definitely going to stay with us. We'd really have to come to some kind of recommendations to discuss what people can do, because this is a horrible situation that's going on in our nation today. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, it's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do every day. Then take a break, but stay in the area. We'll be right back. Imagine being a U.S. combat soldier or Marine facing the enemy, doing your job fighting the enemy, and then being falsely accused of committing a war crime by our government. This sounds crazy, but during the last 10 years, this has happened too many times. United American Patriots support these wrongfully jailed American heroes by providing civilian attorneys at no cost to the accused or his family. Check unitedpatriots.org.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E,
and now six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with David Bolbogiano about wrongfully imprisoned combat troops. Bo, the goal, I think, is to get full pardons for these guys. What is a full pardon? What does it take?
It is. Well, it gets the person out of prison and wipes clean their federal conviction. But what it doesn't do for an Army soldier or any warrior is it doesn't correct their dismissal from service. It doesn't get them back in the service. It doesn't get them their benefits back. So what I'd almost rather see, and this is Clint's call, certainly, but I'd almost rather see the president, using his executive authority, vacate the findings and sentence and order a new trial if the Army has the guts to do it. Because I can't imagine a combat arms jury, knowing what we know now that was withheld from us, would ever convict this young man.
You know, that would be a little bit like in a trial court, somebody being found guilty, and on appeal, it's thrown out. Then the prosecutor has to start all over again prosecuting if he wishes. Am I right?
That's one form of an appeal, yes. But if the appellate court dismisses it, you know, for fatal errors, it's very difficult to retry somebody. But Clint's case is he was never given that fair first bite of the apple. He had a horrific defense counsel, totally incompetent, and the government was playing hide the ball with exculpatory information. But we closed our last session talking about the culture in the Army, and especially the JAG Corps, and I would suggest that there's clear and convincing evidence that the JAG Corps has been polluted an entire generation of lawyers by not training them to be morally courageous, tactically competent, in command of self-control, and truly seeking justice for the soldiers. And that generation of young judge advocates being so corrupted that all they seem to be caring about is screwing young soldiers and winning cases. An example: withholding evidence, lining out witness statements and names that are damaging their cases, and even lying to members of Congress.
But in your case, you sort of cheated. You were a cop, so you were on the soldier end of the thing before you became a JAG and joined the Army. That's not normally the case for young JAG officers, is it?
No, absolutely. I was involved in a deadly force encounter. I shot a 17-year-old robber. I went through the investigative process. Thankfully, I had fair investigators that weren't trying to tie me up in statements, weren't trying to get a conviction. And I shot an American citizen. Clint's men shot the enemy, and they still went after him as if he were a felon. And to me, I have cognitive dissonance as a professional, as a human being, and as an American citizen that we're doing that in our Army today.
It is horrible. And as I understand it, and you know this better than I do, if you were a soldier who had just shot somebody and I was your buddy, not all lawyers, but many of these young JAGs would take me aside and tell me that they won't charge me with murder if I'll turn evidence against you. What in the heck does that do to unit morale? That just destroyed that squad anyway, didn't it?
Oh, they took the entire platoon minus Lawrence, put him in a tent, told everyone they're charging him with murder, gave four of the soldiers immunity, testimonial immunity, if they would testify against Lieutenant Lawrence. Now, what do you think they're going to say? You know, I was talking to an FBI friend, and he said any case he had against mafiosa, against the Hell's Angels, relied on four witnesses with qualified immunity, they'd have a terrible case. Yet this is exactly what our Army did. They took impressionable, young, scared soldiers, threatened them with being charged with murder, and instructed them what to say.
If I had been the company commander, or the battalion commander, or the brigade commander, or the division commander, and I'd heard that was happening, I would have run those JAGs out and told my soldiers, get back to work. the fact that we had commanders who permitted that to happen is as bad as it happening. That's not what commanders are supposed to do, is it?
No, you're spot on. And the problem is that the in this never-ending war in Afghanistan, the pressures from the ISAF commander down concerning civilian casualties, or CIVCAS, are almost untenable on the combat troops. We have soldiers, airmen, SEALs, Marines, that are afraid to pull the trigger for fear of this happening to them, getting charged. They're hesitating because of this suffering, horrifically restrictive ROE and inspection that occurs after every shooting.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing the goofy situation that we send soldiers into combat in with attorney and former JAG Bo Bolgiano. Bo, what can we do to help? Does contacting our congressmen and senators make any sense? Is there anything that we citizens can do?
Yeah, very much so. I was talking to two congressmen about this, and they said, you need to militate the populace to make this a politically driven storm where they can get enough congressmen, enough synergy in Congress to order a hearing on this specific case. And in so doing, will help others, because once Congress understands exactly what's happening, they're going to be angry. And the problem is they're not getting the straight and honest reports from the Pentagon. They're hearing things like there was overwhelming evidence against Lawrence for his conviction. That's simply not true. They were actually told again that Lawrence violated the ROE. He didn't. And yet, until somebody investigates this, it will continue. And I think I would urge every listener to write to their congressmen, their senators, and beg them to conduct an investigative hearing into First Lieutenant Lawrence's case.
And Lawrence is a good example. He's not the only one out there, but he's a really good example of somebody who was doing his job and has been horribly abused, found guilty of murder and imprisoned. Holy cripe. Please, folks, listen to this. Contact your congressmen and senators. Get hold of Bo's book, Fighting Today's Wars. Google Clint Lawrence. There's lots and lots of information out there. We really, really need to keep this from happening again.
And Danny, I would offer up, and I usually don't do this, you know that, if people go to www.fightingtodayswars.com, they can contact me directly if they needed any more ammunition or language to use in writing to their congressman.
You know, and at the risk of saying something nice about Bo, because he's a lawyer, this is a lawyer you can actually trust. Excuse the cheap shot, but he is a lawyer you can actually trust. Bo, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation in uniform, but thank you for being a leader in this fight. I'm proud to call you a brother.
Thank you, sir, and God bless you and your listeners.
Now it's time for the Stand Tall Troop Report. This is when we find an outstanding performance of duty, and we get to honor this fine troop. Two things happened a couple of Fridays ago that will greatly affect the hiring, firing, and monitoring of union activities at the Department of Veterans Affairs. First, the Senate confirmed our new VA secretary. And President Trump announced his intention to nominate Tamara Bonzanto of New Jersey, a Navy veteran and registered nurse, to head the VA's Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection. The VA also announced it is putting into effect Trump's executive order aimed at cracking down on union activities while on the clock in the federal workforce. The nomination of Bonzanto, now a health care investigator for the House Veterans Affairs Subcommittee on Oversight, came more than a year after Trump signed the Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act on June 23, 2017, which said he would weed out poor performers at the VA. Bonzanto said she served in the Navy from 2001 to 2006 as a hospital corpsman. She earned ambassador's and master's degrees in nursing from Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia, and then served as a nurse case manager for the Army Reserves from 2012 to 2015. Senator Johnny Isaacson, Republican of Georgia, chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, said Bonzanto's nomination should bring needed improvements to the accountability office. In a statement, he said Bonzanto's experience in the House as a, quote, health care coordinator between the U.S. Armed Forces and the VA gives her the unique experience to navigate the challenging role of ensuring our veterans are the best served by the VA and its employees, end quote. So stand tall, Tamara Bonzanto. Frontlines of Freedom and all of our nation's patriots salute you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour discussing a book about a real U.S. bomber crew being shot down behind enemy lines during World War II. It's the Coffin Corner Boys. Then we'll discuss a new opportunity to participate in some outstanding medical research, and we'll review the movie of the month. I hope you've seen it. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, it's beautiful outside. Go out and run a couple of miles of wind sprints, then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. Finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
Sergeant Dale Beatty was wounded by a roadside bomb.
Swift 1-2 is en route with urgent HVAC to Mercy. ETA approximately 35 minutes. How copy?
Now begins the most important journey of his life.
Roger, Swift 1-2.
From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine. His family's love. They'll be staying together at one of the many Fisher houses to help Dale get better and return to his life. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Fisher House is among the highest rated charities, with 95% of donations going to help our military families in their time of greatest need. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Consider a tax-deductible gift to Fisher House. Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine. Go to fisherhouse.org for more information.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Fires are continuing to burn in Northern California, with the most active fire just 90 miles north of San Francisco. The weather remains hot, dry, and windy, and firefighters are doing all they can to stop the flames from moving down the hills and towards people's homes. This woman lost everything she had in the fire.
I lost it all. Every bit of it. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
And another resident said this is all part of just living in California.
If you live in California, you need to be prepared. It's going to be a long, long summer. It's only July.
Molly Tibbetts went missing almost 2 weeks ago. Police are holding a press conference later this afternoon to discuss the case. Tibbetts' dad, Rob Tibbetts, says he's holding out hope that his daughter will be found safe.
There's a lot of conjecture and speculation, and we're going to just have to trust and have faith in the authorities and our law enforcement partners.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Malaysian government has released a 1,500-page document on its findings regarding a missing airplane. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
What's called the final report on the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 4 years ago has been issued. 239 passengers disappearing with that plane, and many of their loved ones are still hoping they can be found. But the wife of one of the crew members says patience is running out.
We've been waiting for an answer about our loved one, and they've been manipulating since day one.
In the final report, investigators suggest the flight may have been flown off course by someone other than the pilot. However, the ultimate fate of the plane is still not known. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
NBA star LeBron James said in a recent interview,